This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us here on our toll-free lines or Skype or Discord. We'll give you that information, and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. It's open phones every single night, seven nights a week. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Those phone numbers are toll-free. They're 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733, or you can Skype in. The Skype username, lrn.fm. We've also got Discord, which allows you to call in, sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You'll find our chat server there with a bunch of different channels. The top one is the call-in line channel for Discord users, so check that out, too. And, of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. We're going to start out here tonight where the 27-year-old mayor, it's pretty young for a mayor, 27, Michael Tubbs in Stockton, California, according to Reuters, has a what they're calling a radical plan to combat poverty in his cash-strapped city. A, quote, no-strings-guaranteed basic income of $500 a month for its residents. Starting in early 2019, Tubbs plans to provide the monthly stipend to a select group of residents as part of a privately funded 18-month experiment to assess how people use the money.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing about this a few months ago.
It does sound kind of familiar. Quote, and then maybe in 2 or 3 years we can have a much more informed discussion about the social safety net, the income floor people deserve, he says, and the best way to do it because we'll have more data and research, Tubbs told Reuters. Now, do you think people are going to be honest with the researchers when they ask them, so, how'd you spend your $500 a month this year? Do you think they're going to say, I bought a bunch of crack cocaine, bought a bunch of methamphetamine, bought a bunch of alcohol, cigarettes, and do you think they're going to be honest?
It depends on how they wind up doing this. So if they wind up putting it on, say, a prepaid Visa debit card, you can kind of track that of, oh, they spent money at the grocery store. They're not necessarily going to know what was purchased at the grocery store, but they'll be able to see where the money was spent.
True. Now, are there restrictions on some of those prepaid cards to where you can't take them to an ATM and get a cash out?
Some of them you cannot do that.
Well, of course, people who are creative and motivated have ways around these things, right? So, like, for instance, food stamp cards or whatever, they'll go out and they'll basically trade their food stamps for drugs by giving people a discount, right? So you give your drug dealer a discount at the grocery store or whatever. You sell your food stamps to them at 50%. And then, you know, so they get a discount on their food, and in return they give them, you know, some methamphetamine or whatever.
So they take the drug dealer to the grocery store and buy them groceries?
That kind of thing. Or they come there with something the dealer wants. Maybe they go and they buy a PlayStation or something like that, right? And then, you know, the drug dealer gives them a certain amount of drugs in return for that. So there are ways, and I'm sure that's only scratching the surface on the creative ways these people have thought of.
These individuals at the lower levels of economic hardship, they're going to buy their beer. They're going to buy their PlayStations and their DVDs and all of their vices.
Yep.
They're doing that anyway. That's usually why they have problems.
Correct.
Because they spend all their money on good things when they should be, you know, buying rice and ramen and water.
Exactly. There's a difference between somebody who's, you know, fallen into hard times and they lost a job or something like that, and therefore they're just scraping by, barely getting the bills paid or even falling behind, but they want to get back to that level versus somebody who has bad habits and that's the reason why they're poor, because they are, you know, addicted to something.
So if this $500 can only be used a certain way, like it's a card that can only be used at certain stores, it can only be used to buy certain items, they're still going to have that cash that they were buying other things with on hand. So they'll buy their beer and their cigarettes with the cash that they make from their part-time jobs at McDonald's or wherever, and they'll go to Walmart to buy
No, see, the interesting thing here, and this proposal doesn't say we're going to limit what they can spend this guaranteed income
on. We haven't gotten very far into the story yet.
Right, but like I said, I remember reading about this, and there was no kind of we're limiting what they can spend the money on. What's going to be interesting is to see if any of these people wind up telling their employer, hey, I don't need to work as many hours now.
Can you cut my hours?
Because this other thing is supplementing what I'm bringing in.
$500 a month.
I'm barely getting by, and I'm fine with barely getting by, but
that's
I'd rather barely get by and not be, flipping burgers for 45 hours a week.
$6,000 a year is what they're taking in. That's an extra, that's a lot.
Unless this hurts businesses in the area and they have to raise their prices like overnight, and then all of a sudden this $500 a month doesn't mean anything. Because the milk is twice as much and the eggs are twice as much, the gas is.
Well, of course, that's not that likely to occur because it's going to just be this one city as opposed to if it's
only like a couple dozen families.
Well, according to the story here, it is a select group of residents to start with. The city has not yet decided how many people will receive income from the trial project, so we don't know if it's going to be a couple dozen or a couple hundred or whatever. That's yet to be determined. It is being funded by the so-called Economic Security Project, a so-called philanthropic network co-chaired by Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes. The idea of governments, according to Reuters, providing a universal basic income to their citizens has been gaining traction globally. The Finnish government is running a two-year trial to provide 2,000 unemployed people with monthly payments of approximately $660.
Didn't they cancel that recently?
It's not canceled yet, but this is last year, I believe.
What's the date on this
article? This is fresh. This is as of June 4th, so 2 days ago.
Okay.
The Finnish government decided, hey,
this ain't working out.
It's not working. We're not going to have the money. We can't do it.
Speaking of things not having money, did you see that some government agency said that Medicare and Social Security are both going to run out of money sooner than they projected?
Really? How soon?
Like within the next 5-10 years for both of them.
What's Trump going to do?
We were just talking about this yesterday. With one of my buddies who says that we'll get some of it. We're both Xennials.
Xennials?
That's the tail end of Generation X.
Oh, X-E-N-N.
And right on the beginning of the Millennials.
I never heard that one before.
I've heard of it. It's just as stupid as calling somebody a Millennial or a Gen Xer.
I've always claimed that the Ponzi, we're not getting any of this Ponzi scheme. And he's like, no, we'll get some. It's our kids that are going to get now. I'm like, I'm not so sure about that.
Social Security?
Social Security. It's going, it's on its way out.
Well, yeah, right? We're in our 30s, late 30s. You're going to have to, Social Security, you'd have to make it another 30 years for you to get a piece of it. And that's presuming they don't raise the retirement age between now and then.
Unless I get in a car wreck or something and disabilitate myself.
Well, I don't pay into Social Security, so I'm not expecting to get anything out of it. And I shouldn't because
I pay a little bit into it.
I mean, there was like maybe about 10 grand I paid into it before I stopped paying into it. Yep. So technically there's something maybe attached to my name. I don't know. I don't really care. I figured I count it as lost money at that point. In Alaska, each resident has long received an annual dividend check from oil revenues from the Alaska Permanent Fund, which Tubbs said is a model for his approach. Last year, the Alaska payout was $1,100. That's for the whole year. They're talking about doing $6,000 over the year, $500 a month.
But Alaska is banking on the oil. They're giving taxes money back to their residents. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's oil revenues, basically, as I understand it. The Economic Security Project, as it's called, is providing $1 million to fund the Stockton trial after approaching Tubbs to ask if his city would be interested in piloting a basic income program. Tubbs, who was familiar with the concept, said, "I jumped at the opportunity." He claimed that Martin Luther King advocated for this in his writings. I don't know if that's true or not, but it could be. Hughes, who's 34, has proposed the U.S. government give a guaranteed income of $500 a month to every working American earning less than $50,000 a year at a total cost of $290 billion per year. He says a 50% tax rate on incoming capital gains for Americans earning more than $250,000 would pay for it. We'll tell you more about this plan here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know, it's not going to matter the failures, like you were talking about in Finland, where this is already being canceled, their experiment. The failures won't matter. People are going to continue to push this concept because, hey, it's politically popular. Who doesn't want to, you know, promise free money to people to get some votes, right? We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Do you live in a home? Do you live in an apartment? Do you have a small business? Would you like to keep it protected via the Blink home security system. It is such an easy home security system to install. I've done it, so I know how easy it is. And I've done the harder ones, too. Like, you know, well, I haven't done them. I've hired people to do the harder ones because I didn't want to do it because they're too much of a pain in the butt. You got to do a bunch of drilling and running wires and all that stuff for the typical home security system. But Blink, blinkprotect.com/FTL, is where you can go to get a super easy-to-do wireless system. You go there, you buy it, it comes to your house, you unbox it, you put the batteries in, which are included, into the cameras, you put them wherever you want, you set it all up in moments with your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a smartphone or your tablet of preference. So blinkprotect.com/FTL is where you go, and that'll get you 15% off what is already a very affordable home security package. Once again, that's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get the discount of 15% off. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Coming up, John McAfee is going to throw his hat back in the ring for the President of the United States, looking at the 2020 race. We can cover that story on the way here, but we're actually in the middle of yet another, basically puff piece from the media, in this case Reuters, surrounding this concept of the universal basic income.
Right. And, you know, as I mentioned, this sounded very familiar, and then pulling up some stories, there have been stories about this going back to late last year.
The Stockton one specifically?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Stockton, California, they've got a 27-year-old mayor who was approached by the so-called Economic Security Project, founded by Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes. They call it a philanthropic network providing $1 million to a private funding for this. So, okay, fine. Like, I can't object to that, right? If somebody with $1 million wants to give away all that money to people, then great. That's your money. You can do whatever it is that you want with it. That's not going to cause any problems in the world. Ultimately, they're not, you know, in control of the government printing press or anything like that. So it's just going to mean that those people are going to be out $1 million, and a number of people in Stockton are going to be able to buy a bunch of vices.
But Codan did raise a good point, and I realize that, you know, they're not actually inflating the currency per se.
Yeah.
But if you do have all of this extra money coming into the community, then would not some of the businesses, everybody's got more money now, let's just raise the prices 5-10%.
Well, first of all, we don't know how many people are participating at this point. They have yet to announce or even decide to how many folks are going to give this money. So it may only be, as you suggested, a few dozen, even if it's a few hundred. In a city like Stockton, California, that still isn't a whole lot of people. So $1 million, let's just say it all drops at once.
Right.
$1 million in a city like Stockton, again, you know, that's not a lot. I mean, I don't have the population in front of me, but it's one of those California cities I've heard of, so I'm going to guess it's over 200,000 in population, if not 500,000 people or something like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull that up on the wikis.
So,
and by the way, I'm over here at the economicsecurityproject.org website. And he refers to it, Hughes refers to it as unconditional cash.
300,000.
300,000 people. Right. So now, I don't know what, you know, if they calculate these sorts of things, like we know the GDP or whatever the United States is, but, you know, what's the daily amount that's spent, the market cap, or, you know, I don't know what the right term, I'm not an economist, you know, what's the amount that is transacted in business in Stockton, California every single day with the 300,000 people living there, everybody going out and going shopping and doing the things that they do. I mean, it's got to be millions and millions of dollars changing hands, right?
Right.
So, you know, even if you were to drop all 1 million at once, it still isn't going to cause any business owner to reassess their prices. And this is talking about doing $1 million over, you know, an entire year. And I suppose if you actually did the division, you could probably do the math. Right, you know, 12 divided into 1 million, and then, you know, divide that up by 500. So one, you know, per month,
right?
How many people that would be? We can figure it out right now if we wanted to. I just don't have.
And you're saying this would be 1 year, or how long did they say the pilot program was going to go?
I believe it's going to be a year. Oh no, 18 months.
Okay,
18 months. So yeah, so you divide a million by 18, and then divide that by 500, and that'll get you how many people can actually participate in this over that that 18-month time frame. So a little bit more here from the Reuters report. The issue of economic empowerment is a personal one for Tubbs. You got the number?
Quick math, unless I missed a decimal place somewhere, 111.
Yeah, so, you know, that's all. That's barely even a scientific study.
That's a drop in the bucket compared to the 300,000 people that live in Stockton.
So the issue of economic empowerment is a personal one for Tubbs. That's the young mayor of Stockton. He grew up there, where one in four residents lives in poverty, apparently, and his family relied on government assistance to meet their basic needs. He said, "My mom was on welfare for the first 5 or 6 years of my life. You'd get food stamps, but that's not cash, and maybe food's not the biggest need, so this gives people more agency to kind of make the best decision." So he almost, by that statement, it sounds like they're going to give people cash.
Yes. And if it goes back to anything, if we're going to have any kind of assistance, we should go back, when it comes to food stamps, it should go back to those monopoly monies.
What do you mean?
Back in the day, you had to pull out a big pocketbook full of, like, monopoly money. And you'd be sitting there at the register, and everyone would be looking at you. Everyone knows. Now you just flash your
card.
Now you just flash your EBT card.
Right.
I think they first started calling that the dignity card.
Oh.
Really? Because that retains the dignity of the person that's using it, because they're not having to show these really weird off-color sort of things that everybody knows isn't money.
Right, and then, of course, they're buying steak or whatever with it. And
So I worked at Walmart for a couple of years, and I used, every now and then they would pull me up and I'd run a register.
Okay.
I preferred working in stocking or working inventory or working in the lawn and garden, actually put things together. Because when I would get pulled up to the register, I would see these fools coming up with, they were eating so well. They were eating steaks. They had their beers.
And you
got
ramen at home.
And I'm sitting there like, man, I'm eating ramen at home.
That's just because he's cheap. Conan could afford a steak.
I can afford
He's just too cheap to eat one.
But if he had a bunch of free money, he might be buying some steaks.
Possibly. But I wouldn't accept it. I would never accept it. I would never go down that road.
If I bought you a steak, would you eat it?
This is the reason I never finished school. I mean, I'm so close to getting a degree in whatever I pretty much want.
Yeah.
But I can't afford the tuition, and I'm not taking. Just to have it.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking friggin' assistance, tuition assistance.
So if I bought you a steak, would you accept the steak and eat the steak, or would you consider that a handout?
I would want to know what kind of strings were attached.
You're my friend. I want you to actually eat a good meal every now and then.
Dude, you don't know how well I eat at home. I eat very well. And here's how. I buy everything raw, and I cook it. And this is why I don't go out to restaurants, because I can cook a meal. I can cook the same meal for a quarter of the price, and I don't have to tip.
I'm sure Conan eats way better than I do.
I eat very well, dude. And of course, and when it comes to...
He doesn't eat microwave food. Right. I know that, because you actually have to drop the ramen into a bowl of boiling water.
I have a microwave for boiling water, and that's about it.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to come back to this so-called economic empowerment. Is that really what's going on here with this proposed plan in Stockton, California?
This is enabling a bad idea, enabling bad behavior.
There's more coming up at 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here to control the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
A bipartisan group of senators announced legislation today that will give Congress a chance to review any new duties or tariffs before they take into effect. The bill would be retroactive, meaning the decisions made by President Trump last week would also be subject to congressional approval. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also spoke out regarding President Trump pardoning himself With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Reporters were pressing the Republican House Speaker about the president's claim this week that he has the absolute authority to pardon himself.
Obviously, the answer is he shouldn't, and no one is above the law.
After making that statement, Ryan did not take follow-up questions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 345 points to close the day at 25,145. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in if you'd like. Skype username's lrn.fm. And then there's the Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can access at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We are just about a week away from the beginning of ForkFest 2018. It starts June 14th, so that's next Thursday. And it goes through June 18th, which is that following Monday. It's ForkFest. It's the second year of this decentralized camping festival, which means that there is nobody who's in charge. There's no organizer. There's no board of directors. The only people, if you want, that are in charge would be the campground. But, you know, there's no event organizer here. It's all self-organized by the attendees of the event. So you decide what you want to do. You want to just go hang out and camp with other libertarians and anarchist types, voluntarists? Well, they'll be there. In fact, we know that there are at least a few dozen folks who are going this year. It sounds like it's going to be more people this year than last year. And some of them are going to be doing things like creating events for you to attend. So Daryl's going to be doing some athletic events,
yep,
including a beer run or beer mile?
Beer mile.
Okay, I called it a beer run the other night. And Mark was like, isn't that just where you go and get beer? From
yep. When you
in town,
yeah.
Go on a beer run.
So the beer mile, let me see if I recounted it correctly on the air. I said you run a quarter mile, you pound a beer, you run another quarter mile, pound another, run another quarter mile, pound another, run another quarter mile, and pound another. Is that right?
Yes. And okay. If you do not drink regulation beers, and there are rules for beer mile, or you just don't drink the beer, mm-hmm, then you do a penalty lap.
So an extra mile, you mean, right? Or an extra quarter mile?
Extra quarter.
The quarter mile is a lap.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's not going to be a thing of I'm putting out tables every quarter mile around it. No, there's going to be a loop.
Now, what's the qualified beer? What does that mean?
I don't have the rules pulled up in front of me, but there are regulations on the size of the beer. Mm-hmm. The alcohol content must be above a certain percentage.
You can't
pre-open the beers.
So nobody can. So if you wanted to drink an O'Doul's, that would not qualify because that's a non-alcoholic
correct
beer. Gotcha.
Oh, you could drink it, but you run a penalty lap. So if you don't want to drink any beer at all,
you run 2 miles.
Go run 2 miles.
So that's one of the things you're doing. There's a few other things as well. There's actually a couple different competing calendars that are going on because, again, ain't nobody in charge of this. So right. If somebody else wants to create a calendar, there's two of them competing with one another. One of them's over at liberty.menu. The other one is a Google Calendar-based one, and they're both linked to on the ForkFest forum, which you can go to forkfest.party. You'll find links to the forum, to the Telegram chat group, which currently has over 40 people that are in that group. And I think it's going to turn out to be a good event. We'll see how it goes. We're going to be broadcasting from the event, and so we'll look forward to seeing you there. If you can make it up, we'll hope to see you. Go to forkfest.party to learn more. Again, it's June 14th through the 18th. We're coming up 1 week, basically, from tomorrow. So forkfest.party. As we go to Dave, and I'm going to guess it's Dave Ridley calling us from Colorado tonight. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, visiting Colorado. But I have information about New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So I have an update on this. You may remember this incident. I guess it would have been really, I guess it was over a year ago now that the state rep tried to kicked me out of a hearing for trying to film.
Was this inside the state house?
Yes, although hearing is not the right word, and
it was like a finance subcommittee meeting or something. Correct.
And it was in the legislative office building, which is part of the state house complex.
Right, that's where they hold a bunch of their committee meetings.
So Lynn Ober, the chair of the committee, just saw me taking some pictures inside the meeting, and she interrupted the meeting and said, "Sorry, no photography is allowed. Thank you. Do not engage with the photographer. Do not talk to him. leave. Call security."
Pay no attention to the man behind the camera.
And this was ostensibly a public meeting, not some sort of closed session?
Correct.
Okay. That sounds like a clear violation of... Yeah, no problem. We're just going to hang out here.
Sorry, I'm just talking to somebody else. So what happened after that was that I was over there, I guess it's just a couple weeks ago, and I occasionally will ask people about that incident, not necessarily, about me, but about, hey, that's not going to happen again, right? And you're against that, right? Well, so I asked Representative Moffitt about this, and he's a Republican, and I said, yeah, member of your party, right? Banned filming at a meeting. Did you hear about this? And what's the buzz about it? Is that still happening? Are they still doing that to people? He's like, oh yeah, like we all heard about it. He's like saying, yeah, we pretty much all heard about it. It's a big deal. This is the impression that I got from him. What he said, literally, he said, quote, "That got a lot of attention, and I think everybody acknowledged that that was not the way to go." Unquote. So,
well, that's good
I had
to
not
hear.
Realized it got publicity, but I had not realized it had got so much publicity inside the state house, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought it would have either. That's interesting that the word had gotten around about that. I don't know if there's any kind of action you can take, like, lawyering up and bringing some sort of lawsuit against them, because presumably you got video footage of being kicked out because you're always armed with a video camera. This is a clear violation of your rights to be the free press, of your right to observe a public hearing, and I have spent countless hours recording video in that state house, and I've never once had an issue like that happen to me.
Yeah, but how often do you go around interviewing people?
Oh, I don't do the ambush stuff in the state house.
But that's not what was happening in this situation. This was...
But they know Ridley as the ambush guy.
Right, but he heard, oh, there's going to be a finance subcommittee hearing. Let me go see what this is.
But I get your point, Conan, that they were maybe more likely to pick on Dave because of the ambush interviews. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think this makes the point that we don't have to lawyer up. We can get results over there without lawyering up, without running for office, without requesting bills. We can do it by, you know, asymmetric, peaceable conflict. Do something that's outside their box. That's how you fight them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think there is something to, you know, embarrassing them publicly. I think that's much more, you know, I think persuasive. They don't want that kind of negative publicity. And you got the video, so, you know, they should be embarrassed about what they've done. Although that said, I wouldn't necessarily say there's anything wrong if somebody did decide, if there was an attorney who wanted to take a case like that pro bono. I don't think it's worth spending any money on it. But if an attorney was like, yeah, let's sue these state house people and, you know, teach them a lesson, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that. I mean, it's their system. They're the ones who consented to it. So there's nothing wrong with somebody you turning it against them or trying to.
Yeah, I'm not going to condemn that. I probably wouldn't do that myself, but it's something that when people fight back in any way, at least it gives us something to talk about, even if we might not agree with the exact method.
Well, for sure. And you might actually see that rather than the word just spreading around amongst the state reps, if there was a lawsuit that was brought, that may actually encourage mainstream media to pick up the story. Like, oh, you know, yeah, this guy got harassed, now there's a lawsuit. That's a story worth reporting on from their perspective. So are you, I know you sometimes get into it out there in Colorado. You tend to go out there, I think, to visit family on a yearly basis, but sometimes you get into some situations with your video camera out there. Have you been making appearances?
Oh, yeah. Forkfest.party is getting a lot of views. I got viral videos because I went over to the Air Force Academy and did a First Amendment audit on the Air Force Academy.
Nice. Meaning that you came out with your video camera and just, what, stood outside, or what were you doing?
No, I just drove right in, drove right up to a ceremony, stepped out of the car, called the PR department, told them I was there, and then went up to the door and just started interviewing everyone who was in uniform.
Did they give you a hard time?
Not too hard, actually. They were professional, I would say. A little bit, you know, they weren't completely transparent, but they were more transparent than I expected, and they treated me more politely than I would.
So I take it we're not going to see you at ForkFest since you're over there in Colorado right now?
Correct. I'll still be here on, June
14th through the 18th. Hey, thanks for promoting it on RidleyReports.com on your YouTube channel, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. Okay. Appreciate it. There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
You can join us on our Discord line as well. That's the first chat room on the Discord server. Go to discord.lrn.fm, the first room. You join that. When we notice you in there, we'll join you, and then you'll be on the air with us, sounding almost like you're in the studio here. You can, of course, talk about anything you want. The Discord server actually allows you to converse with other hosts of the show. At the very least, Conan and I are frequently seen in there. Daryl, I don't think you drop in there very often, but
almost never.
Yeah, we don't guarantee that everybody's going to be in there, but there's a lot of the hosts that do show up in there pretty often. And then it's just loaded up with Free Talk Live listeners, some of whom you might recognize their names because they're semi-regular callers like Gene the Christian Anarchist and Robert from Vermont and others. You can drop on in there anytime you want. It's open 24/7. There's different channels in which you can talk, topics about cryptocurrency, about New Hampshire, about gaming, and more. Head on over to discord.lrn.fm. There's apps, by the way, so if you've got a computer or a smartphone, there's a Discord app for you there, or you can just use their web version, discord.lrn.fm. Let's get back to the story out of Stockton, California, where the proposal is coming from a Facebook executive, somebody who was one of the founders of Facebook. His name's Chris Hughes, and he's founded something called the Economic Security Project. Now, Conan, you actually pulled up their website, so I don't know if you've gleaned any useful information.
No,
from
there's
it.
Nothing useful here at all. It's just what they want to do. They want to make income guaranteed, and they don't necessarily say who they're going to give it to or where they're going to get the money from.
Well, no, they want the government to do it. That's what this story here says.
Eventually, yes, that's where it's going to come from.
So they're taking the Facebook guy's money. He's got billions, probably. And so if you got $1 billion, taking $1 million out of it and dropping it on, some experiment ain't no big deal.
And then that's a tax write-off.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would be, yeah.
Because he's giving the money to this charitable entity.
Right, and they're giving it
tax write-off.
They're giving $500 a month is going to be the plan here. And you did the math, Daryl. It's going to come out to about 110, 111
yep.
people that are going to qualify for this program if they keep it at the current $1 million
rate. That's assuming that the entire $1 million winds up going to
the people and
the
not,
people
overhead.
And not overhead. Because I didn't count any overhead.
Good point. Yeah, so, you got to pay the people to pay the people.
That's right? Why I'm saying. saying, it's probably only going to wind up being a couple
half
dozen.
A million or something like that, instead of the whole million. So maybe 50 people.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And again, I can't say I oppose somebody giving away their own money in the way they want to do it. I wouldn't do that. I mean,
I can tell you I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah,
but
it seems highly irresponsible to just give away a bunch of money like that. But then again, I am in the middle of giving away cryptocurrency to people in the Keene area.
Right, but you're not giving them $500
right.
a month worth of it.
I'm giving $20 worth of it one time.
And you've done that how many times total?
Over the last year, I started by giving $5 a month, or not a month, but $5 in Bitcoin like more than a year ago. I've probably given away several dozen to several dozen people, like maybe 40
right.
or 50 people at this point. The recent campaign, only about 9 people so far have signed up.
What guys like Hughes don't really think of is the long-term consequences. I mean,
against the
against
recipients?
UBI. Against, yeah, exactly. What his problem is that what he probably considers is the where is the money going to come from long term, and he's eventually going
to
want he might put a million in, but he wants the government to eventually start paying for it. But the long term consequences,
right? Eventually, 50% tax rate on income and capital gains for those Americans earning more than $250,000
per year. Is this continual destruction of personal responsibility? He is, I mean, every time you give money, these handouts to people, this is why I don't even sponsor giving the $5 to the guy, the bum on the street.
No.
I don't help the welfare program here in Keene, the 100 Knights. I don't support the community kitchen.
Oh.
At all. Because I grew up with people who fed into that.
Yeah.
All the time.
And
guess what? They're still. On a lower end of economic status.
I get the 100 Knights. They're not giving out money to people at 100 Knights.
They're getting city money. They're getting like $15,000 of city money.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't start that way, though. When they started, they actually went against the city and opened up the shelter without permits, even though the city was threatening them over it. The founder, Don Primrose, actually went ahead and just threw the doors open and welcomed people in for the 100 coldest nights.
And now they're lobbying. Every year they're lobbying the city government for more money every year. They're trying to get 20,000, 25,000. They always get dropped back down to 15.
The community kitchen that you mentioned, that's basically the city food bank sort of thing, but they also do a meal once a night. So they're giving people food.
I think it's like 5 nights.
They're not giving them money.
And by the way, they're getting $90,000 from the city.
The community kitchen. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look.
Yeah, I wish that was completely privately done, but unfortunately, there's a state law that says that municipalities must provide certain services.
And like all gentrified cities and towns across this country, we have a homeless problem. We have them living out in the woods, and then they go out to Main Street, and they sit there and they beg, and they sit there and they have their drum circles right there in downtown, and it's pissing some people off. I don't really care because I don't go downtown.
What's your problem with drum circles?
It depends on how badly they stink and how badly the drum music is.
So the problems with the smelly people, not drum music.
Well, it depends on what they're on. Their drumming might not be so good to listen to.
All right, well, wait a minute, Conan. So let me call you out here because you are one of the board of directors of Cheshire TV here in town.
Which receives
money
based
on what?
It's taxed. They don't call it tax, but it is a franchise fee, and I don't support it. Which what did I ask yesterday? I asked about having a fund drive, a fundraising a situation where we would actually, because ultimately that's how I want Cheshire TV to be funded. I don't like this franchise fee thing. It is a tax, Daryl. It's a tax.
No, it's
cable. If I paid cable. There's no way I can get out of that franchise fee. I would have to pay Spectrum or whoever
it is. It's a service fee for people that have cable. If you don't have cable, you are not paying this fee.
And there's a law. There's a New Hampshire law that says all cable companies must pay this fee to municipalities. Otherwise, they can't operate.
Yeah. Look.
It's a forced involuntary tax.
It's,
Well, there's also a federal law that set up the entire thing for community access television to exist.
The good news is I like how the money is being spent on local content, people getting together. Even if it's a lot of them or these city councilors doing their own shows, at least it gives them the opportunity to get out there and put their two cents out there.
Okay. My point, though, on this is that in the world of running a charity, you don't really have, unless you're the one running it, you know, you've got limited options on what you can do out there. And in the case of Cheshire TV, I support its mission of providing a community option for people to get the, you know, their message out, just like you were just talking about. But the reality of it is, as Daryl pointed out, that concept, the public information channel, public education government channels, that's a creation of the FCC in the first place. Had the FCC not come down on the cable industry and said, you gotta allow this, you must provide this, then they probably wouldn't exist at all.
Well, so right. Be it. So be it.
And that state statute that you mentioned.
But
the state statute that you mentioned just says that the franchise fee has to be funneled through the city. It doesn't say anything about the existence of a franchise fee. That's a federal thing.
Right, and we're not even mentioning how much the city is keeping of that franchise
10%.
Fee before it gets to this community access.
There's nothing in the state or the federal regulations that permit the city to do that. They just do it.
No, actually, if I understand the law correctly, the city can take it all, 100%
of it. They can take it all. In fact, there are some PEG channels that the city takes 100%, and then they just put a bulletin board up, and then they just take all the money for the city operators.
Yeah, I would like to think that today in this at the level of technology that we live in, we could create Cheshire TV in this city and totally fund it through donations and through voluntary donations.
I actually got a price quote.
Look what we're doing right now here in Keene.
Yeah.
I mean,
years ago, Conan, I actually reached out to what was then Time Warner, now a company called Spectrum. This was probably a decade, probably 2007 was when I did this. And I was wondering, what does it cost to rent a channel 24/7? Because you can go and buy advertising from them for a certain price, but if you got the money, they'll sell you a channel.
Oh, yeah.
And you can just put on whatever it is you want to, probably as long as it's not like, you know, hardcore porn or something like that, as long as it's, you know, within whatever the FCC's rules are for cable, which is a much more permissive set of rules than, say, broadcast television. Like, you know, on South Park, they say the S word and things like that. So you could put on whatever you want. And it was only a few grand a month. You could get like a lower tier, like channel 1 through 20, like the premier tier of channels, mm-hmm. the ones that most people spend their time on. You could get that for several $1,000 a month. I think it was like $5,000 a month or something like that. It wasn't, you know, insanely expensive. If you had enough advertisers or enough donators or whatever, you could do it. The problem is, you know, coming up with the content.
Yep. That's the same problem we're having here with Cheshire TV.
Well, I mean, Cheshire TV's got plenty of content because they've been around for a decade and they got producers and they've got outside sources that they can get content from. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got more coming up here. We can talk more about charities. Also go back to the universal basic income in moments.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.